Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
Welcome to another episode of Womble Perspectives, and thank you for joining us today. Today we're talking about a potentially pivotal juncture in the litigation of the FCC's universal service support mechanisms. Telecommunications serves as the backbone of our contemporary society, and the FCC's universal service programs providing, in the aggregate, about $10 billion in support for the cost of voice, broadband, and related services used by those living in high-cost areas, low-income consumers, schools and libraries, and rural healthcare providers, respectively. Those programs were created under the Telecommunications Act of 1996, and today they represent a central pillar supporting important national policies, favoring universal access to affordable telecommunications and broadband services. The Universal Service Administrative Company, an independent, not-for-profit entity designated by the FCC, collects funding for the annual cost of federal universal service programs through mandatory assessments on the revenues of certain service providers. Those service providers, in turn, almost invariably pass the cost along to consumers and other end-user customers via line-item surcharges on individual bills. Starting in 2022, Consumers Research, a nonprofit research and advocacy company, challenged the Universal Service Administrative Company's method of fund collection, with the heart of the matter revolving around the question of tax authority and the definition of universal service, with Consumers Research highlighting what they perceive as an overextension of authority. Should Consumers Research prevails, it would still be difficult for a court, as part of this litigation, to order refunds to those that have historically paid into the Universal Service Fund. Universal service payers are not parties to these cases, and questions of liability for individual damages for thousands of payers would be difficult to assess on the current record by any of these appellate courts. Depending on the specific outcome, however, it will be interesting to see how payers assess their own potential future opportunities to seek damages against the Universal Service Administrative Company, or the FCC itself. A summary of the arguments from Consumers Research and a deeper exploration of the issue at hand, including the potential implications, is available at the link in our show notes.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.